Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you. We update that every day with new podcasts, new articles, new videos up every week, a new poll question every week. We want to know what you think about a number of different topics during the year. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. John Bradbury is our guest. He's our good friend, our guest this half hour, author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, readyfounder.com. Is that right, John?
Yes, sir. Ready Founder.
That's how you find out all the things that John writes and his outstanding work there. You can find out more about your book, too, right there, can't they?
They can, and they can link to a chapter to just read a sample chapter for free.
All right, so check that out, readyfounder.com. John, in the previous segment, you gave us a pretty good tour of the cause and effect influence of that dynamic on a trade that happened in at J.P. Morgan, it cost that company $4 billion, and basically has become, you know, all the rage. Is, you know, that number in Wall Street terms, that number is not a big deal, even as a loss, John. But the way it happened, and the fact that it was basically one trade, and it was just really such an egregious kind of a decision that was made. It really caused in a lot of ways a firestorm, and some people call for the Jamie Dimon. Many people think he's the greatest banker in the world. Some people call for his resignation. But we talked about that a little bit, and you gave us some good ideas on how to think about that from a small business standpoint. You've got some other ideas too. Tell us about those.
Yeah, well, a couple things. One is just to put a kind of a punctuation mark on our last segment. We were talking about thinking about where your vulnerabilities are as a business and not taking it as or viewing it as a negative, an exercise in negative thinking. It's actually extremely smart, and it's a smart way to be optimistic, is to know what are the few major things that could go wrong with your business. Where are your points of vulnerability? And then you sleep better at night because you have a game plan for how to deal with those. Mm-hmm. A simple example you can ask yourself, and I see this all the time, I'm sure you have too, Jim. Where are you vulnerable in terms of personnel or staff or your team? Every business has, you know, one or more go-to people who, if you pulled out of the equation, would completely stop the show. And we don't like to think about what would happen if that person were not in the equation, but that does happen. You know, so simple questions. How would you respond if one of your top people or your key people were suddenly gone?
If they got hired away or
certainly.
Or whatever, you know, something uglier than that maybe.
Yeah. What if you were suddenly gone?
Mm-hmm.
Could your business function even for a few weeks in your absence?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that you have to develop an entire business plan around that, but you need to be thinking about backup, bench strength.
Cross-training,
absolutely. And, of course, all of this should be focused on what your customers and clients need from your business, ensuring, first of all, that is not interrupted or diminished. So the other thought that came to mind around the J.P. Morgan piece is, this was, you know, to be fair, as you're saying, this is a fairly standard kind of mistake that happens in the trading world. And, you know, traders will tell you, we make just as many positive trades that offset these as the negative ones, and I actually a lot more typically. But what made this notable to me is that, J.P. Morgan had demonstrated a stellar record around risk management in the preceding few years, and Jamie Dimon himself was appalled and said, he said, this is a quote, "The big lesson I learned, don't get complacent despite a successful track record."
He was believing his own reviews, wasn't he?
Exactly. And so he says, no unit can get a free pass.
Yeah.
And in fact, sometimes it's that you know, you win the Super Bowl, and it's the next season is one of the most difficult
I talked to a guy yesterday who had an employee who stole a bunch of money from him. And he said, we worked together for 12 years without so much as a penny being missing or looking funny. And all of a sudden, this happened. And he was completely bumfuzzled. He said, you know, what? Why did it happen at that moment? They couldn't figure any reason why they did that, and the money was taken over just a few months, but because he had gotten a little complacent about that relationship, he didn't check behind them, and that's when it happened after 12 years of working together.
Yeah, that's appalling.
Mm-hmm. So
and you may not ever get the true answer as to why that happened.
Yeah, the thing is as much as you hate to say it, you have to. You can't get complacent, right? You can't drop your guard, and we don't want to sound cynical, right, John? We just need as a pilgrim said, you know, trust in God, but keep your powder dry anyway.
Absolutely.
ReadyFounder.com is the website. John's book is Six Secrets to Startup Success. John, we always get smarter when you join us. Thanks for doing that.
Well, me too. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you next time. John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen, please check out his website. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. I got to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.